Theatre of the Air. Enter a Free Man by Tom Stoppard, with Cyril Shapps as George Riley. Enter a Free Man.
You'd better get dressed, Linda. We don't want another row when your father gets in.
He won't be back till late. George Riley, the man who's on his way to the pub on the corner.
Well, why shouldn't he go to the pub? At least he meets people.
How do you know? I bet he's just another lonely fella having a quiet drink. The point is, what's he like? I mean, when we can't see him.
Hey?
Well, he's got to be different. I mean, you wouldn't even know me if you could see me.
Oh.
There's two of everyone. I mean, if he's the same in the pub as he is with us, then he's had it. Poor old Dad.
Enter a free man.
It's him again.
Free as the proverbial bird. Unashamed, I have left her. A good woman, I dare say. In many ways, a fine woman. In many ways, a terrible liability. Who'll drink to that? A toast. Good Lord. It's my old CO, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I saved your life at Monte Cassino. That's worth a drink.
I don't believe I...
Just as you like. Thank God for the British Navy.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
At ease. Carry on smoking.
Oh, have one?
Oh, why, yes, I think I might. I don't know where to start.
What?
Free as air. Walked out with my toothbrush and a pound note, and I don't know where to start. What have you got there?
Well, it's this letter, Mr. Riley. I don't know how to... I'm not very good at...
Who's it to?
Ah, well, it's this girl, you see. I met her at this dance. I thought you might be able to...
Carissima Silvana?
Ah.
Where was this dance?
Naples.
Carissima Silvana. I'm sorry I didn't write before, but I put it off till we got back on Monday. I've been thinking about you, though. Well, as you can see, we got back all right, and I've got 10 days before we report back. I don't know where we'll be going, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Naples. Is that all?
It's not very good, is it?
Take a note. Dear Silvana, please try to forget me. I have just met a man in a pub whose example stands as a warning against even the most casual relationship with young women. A thing like that could end in disaster. 25 years of dead domesticity, fatal to a man of creative spirit. A pint of half and half, please, Carmen.
Righto, Mr. Riley.
I was driven to it, you see. Do you think I did the right thing, Harry?
What?
Leaving her.
Who?
My wife.
Where?
What? At home.
Left her at home?
No, I left her, walked out.
Never.
I told you.
What, Percy?
Persephone is her name, if you don't mind. However, yes, I have. Man is born free.
Walked out on her again? Well, where's your stuff?
I've got something that will open doors for me, Harry.
22 pence.
22 pence for a pint of half and half? Half beer, half water? Oh, times change, Carmen, my old barman.
Oh, you're a terrible man.
I'd say you were a man who could understand.
I beg your pardon.
Granted. I have left my wife. What would you have done in my position?
I don't really know what your position was.
Of course you don't. How could you? I'm an inventor.
Your change.
Oh, keep it.
78 pence.
I'll owe it to you. It'll be worth thousands in a short while.
Oh, we close at 3.
Still wasting your life, Harry?
No, I'm waiting to see if me horse comes in before me pools come up.
Oh, gambling. The opopiate of the common herd.
For 8 draws on a wet Saturday, you can call me common, I can stand it.
Filthy rich and common with it, that's my idea of living.
Or you can come and watch me through the palace railings, blowing on me soup.
You see? Dreams, diversions to keep the mob happy. It's the government, you see.
I always suspected it.
Bread and circuses to take the mob's mind off it. Only it's football. Football drugs them, keeps them hoping, and the government knows it.
Oh, it knows it.
You're right, because if the mob didn't have its circus, do you know what would happen? They'd rush them up from the Elephant, over Westminster Bridge, surround the Houses of Parliament, and string them up. That's the whole point of electing an MP. You've got to have someone to string up as a last resort. Just as the mob is getting restive, football comes back, nips revolution in the bud. Have you noticed how football starts earlier and finishes later every year?
No.
Well, it does. It's the government. They know, you see. Well,
they're no fools.
Oh, dreams. The illusion of something for nothing. No wonder the country is going to the dogs.
Oh, it's terrible, really. I blame youth.
Education.
The church is out of touch.
The family is not what it was.
It's the power of the union.
The betrayal of the navy.
And the bomb.
Spare the rod.
I'm all right, Jack.
The little man goes to the war.
Supermarkets.
Everything's plastic.
Country's going to the dogs. What's happened to our greatness?
Look at the Japanese.
Look at the Japanese.
The Japanese look after the small inventor.
All Japanese inventors are small.
They're small people.
Oh, very small, short.
The little man.
The little people.
Look at the transistor.
Very small.
Japanese. What are you talking about?
Good luck.
Oh, yes. Luck. Leave it to luck. But luck is not for us inventors. Faith is the key. Faith in oneself. I have in this envelope a little idea. One of many that will take me away from all this. I'm saying goodbye to it all, Harry, just as I said goodbye to Persephone.
It rings the bell. Well, let's have a look at it.
What the creative mind needs is respect for its independence.
Oh, exactly, respect. Well, that's what we've got for you. We all have. Right, Carmen?
What?
You see, respect. It's people like you who made this country great.
You've got something there, Harry. That's very good.
Oh, I have to say it.
Thank you, Harry.
Abel thinks you're somebody, don't you?
Huh?
Don't you think George here is a clever bloke? Oh.
Of course he's a clever bloke. He's an inventor, isn't he?
My very point. An inventor. That's your job. It's amazing. I don't know if you've ever thought, George, but if you took away everything in the world that had to be invented, there'd be nothing left except a lot of people getting rained on.
You're right. Progress is the child of invention. My own resources are limited, but simplicity is the hardest thing to achieve. The simple idea that is a revolution. And I have achieved it, Harry. I would like you to have the honour of being the first to see it.
Oh, very honoured, George. I remember this. Yes, yes. Oh, I can see this going over very big. What a lovely job. A nice piece of work. An envelope. Well, George, I must confess to a slight sense of, how should I put it?
Disappointment.
Disappointment, yes, disappointment. An envelope. And I'm not saying it's not good, but it's not new, George, not new. An invention is better if it's new.
Oh, you haven't noticed. Look at it. Something's different. You see? Gum on both sides of the flap. You see what that means?
Yeah, yeah. What?
You can use it twice.
Genius! Genius!
You've got it! An envelope you can use twice. For instance, I write you a letter, I use one side, and then you turn it inside out, write my address on it, and there's your gum on the flap.
Simplicity. The simplicity of it. First the wheel, now this.
You like it?
Oh, like it? It's genius, that's what it is. Millions of envelopes every day. People writing them, getting them, spending thousands of pounds. Thousands and thousands. And you, with a master stroke, slash their expenditure in half. Just like that.
Do you think they'll buy it?
Who?
Imperial Stationery. They're the biggest.
Buy it? They'll have the envelope off you before you can say how much.
You're right, I know you're right.
It's a crying shame.
What is?
Listen, work it out for yourself. Now, here's this firm, does nothing all day but makes envelopes you can use once.
And writing pads.
Well, naturally, naturally. Now, an envelope you can use twice, I mean, God help them. All they think about is profits. Now think, George, if your idea gets around, someone else is liable to make them, right? So what happens? Shops flooded with envelopes you can use twice. So will people buy Imperial? You're kidding. They'll buy,
envelopes with gum on both sides of the flap. My envelopes.
What a brain, like lightning. It means they'll have those rights off you in two shakes of a checkbook. 50 quid in your pocket and bang goes your idea into the safe. And that's where it'll stay till it's eaten by the mice.
They won't use it?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Oh, the bastards. Typical big business. How could they do this to me? I'd sue them.
No, you'd be playing into their hands, George. They've got more lawyers than you've had breakfast.
That's true. Well, what should I do then?
Fight them on their own terms.
Do you think so?
I'm certain of it. It's your only chance.
I don't follow exactly.
But you need a partner.
Yes, that's true. I've always wanted a partner.
I mean, suppose we, you and me.
What, you?
No, we couldn't.
Oh, yes, we could.
Oh, I don't know.
Harry, please be my partner, Harry. That's what I've always wanted, a partner. I'm no good by myself.
50-50 shares. Well, yeah, that's just to be worth a fortune. My capital and your brains. Well, it might be worth a try.
It is. Partners. I've got a partner. We're going to do it.
Do what?
We're going to make our own.
What?
Yes.
It's the only way for a man like you, George. Stand by yourself. Compete. Drive them out of business.
Harry, you don't mean... I mean, don't they have factories and things?
Oh, go on, Mr. Royley, take a chance. I mean, a bloke like you can't fail.
Oh, he's right. He's put his nicotine finger right on it. You're too modest about your brain, George. I mean, how many inventors are there round about? I mean, you're practically unique. Oh. Modesty is a fine thing, I admire it. But not in business, George. This is every man for himself. Survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog. Sink or swim.
Why, Abel will tell you the same thing.
Wow. You're too modest, George.
You're too modest, Mr. Royley.
You think so?
No question. I'm certain of it. Abel's certain of it. He's got a great admiration for you, George.
I've got a great admiration for you, Mr. Royley. God, to think one day I'll be telling my kids, George Royley, he was a pal of mine. Oh, I used to drink with him. He was one of the nicest blokes.
He isn't dead yet.
Oh, it's possible. Oh, it's more than likely. Yes, I think so. I knew it in my bones, really. I knew it was only a matter of time. I had it in me, you see. And there'll be no going back. This is the last time. We'll corner the market. We'll make them in millions.
What are you making, anyway?
Envelopes with gum on both sides of the flap.
George, I've got to be going.
Harry, shake hands. We have to discuss this further.
Think about it. Examine it from every angle. You may change your mind.
Never. The die is cast.
Think about it harder.
I shall, Harry, I shall. Shall we say same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow.
Farewell, partner. Oh, a partnership. My goodness. I'm walking now. I'm on my way. Committed. I'm walking and I'm not going to stop. I can't wait to see their faces. It came to me in a flash, just as I was sitting there thinking. How much did you hear?
Hear?
Don't play the innocent with me because I can see right through you.
I don't think I follow.
Company spy.
What?
You're from Imperial Stationery.
From where?
I see. Well, we have ways of making you people talk. What's your name?
Brown.
Brown. Oh, dear, an amateur Brown. You'll have to do better than that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I suppose you've had me watched. Is that it?
Watched? What for?
He's not a spy, is he?
I assure you that.
Oh, maybe he's got the place bugged.
I really don't know.
Microphones. Look for secret microphones.
Stop it. How dare you?
Destroy the tapes.
Out with it, Smith.
Brown.
Give me that tape.
Leave me alone.
All right. Give me the cigarettes, Abel.
Yes, Mr. Royley.
Psychology. Picked it up in the war. Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Mind if I carry on?
No. Please do.
Tell us about yourself. Green?
My name is Brown.
Good. And where do you live?
14 Mafeking Villas.
Married?
Yes.
Children?
No.
How long have you been with Imperial?
I sell students' textbooks.
Come, we're all friends here. Have a drink.
No, really, I have to go.
Bitter. I believe that's your drink. Would you be so kind, Abel?
Okay, Mr. Royley.
Well, I don't
you
like...
You can trust me. I'm just an ordinary man like yourself. I know you're only doing your job. It's a dirty business. I expect you're sick of it all. Life on the run, always looking over your shoulder, waiting for the knock on the door. You want to get back to your wife and your rose garden and live like other men. I know.
Yes, I
cheers, dears.
Ah, I expect you could use a drink.
Just a quick one, then. You're very kind. Well, cheers.
Where's the tape recorder? Just be sensible and we'll let you sleep, drink, anything you like. Just tell us.
Here now, Mr. Riley.
Give me that tape.
I really don't know anything about tape recorders.
Ah, well, you're talking to a man who does. As a matter of fact, I've been experimenting with one or another of my inventions. I have a tape recorder connected to my grandfather clock. It plays Rule Britannia.
What for?
What for? What for? When Edison invented his lighthouse, was he surrounded by a lot of peasants asking what for?
Edison didn't invent the lighthouse, you know. You probably got mixed up with Eddie Stone.
What?
My father was the keeper of the Edderstone light, and he met a mermaid one fine night.
Your father was what?
Not my father.
Whose father?
You can bet it wasn't a real mermaid.
Shut up. Whose father was a mermaid?
He wasn't a mermaid. He met a mermaid.
Who did?
This man's father.
Which man's father?
I don't know.
I don't believe you, Jones.
Brown. I didn't even know my father.
So it's just hearsay, is it? Not permissible evidence, I'm afraid.
Now, Mr. Riley.
Now, look here. I don't care if your name is Smith or Jones or Robinson. I don't care if your father was a mermaid. The question is, what are you playing at?
Now, Mr. Riley, I'll have to ask you to...
Silence in the public gallery. Now, for the last time, and remember you're on oath, I ask you in all solemnity, and think carefully before you reply, I ask you... God damn it, now I've forgotten the question. I wish you'd all keep quiet.
I've nothing more to say.
Very well. Your witness.
No questions, Your Honor.
I'm not going to have any more of that tomfoolery in here.
I see, I see. Well, tomorrow I will be gone. I'll tell you quite frankly that there have been times when I've wondered if perhaps I've left it too late. Wondered even if perhaps I didn't have it in me. Till now. Look at me, Abel, and say, George Riley is on his way.
Hello, Coleman.
You missed him.
Oh,
Harry.
Oh, yes.
Where are the races? 10 minutes ago.
Well, I might have known he wouldn't wait.
Allow me? Would you allow me?
Oh, well, what a lovely boy. Are you a Sea Scout?
No.
Gin and orange, then, thank you.
Gin and orange.
Right. I just came to meet a friend.
Oh.
I just missed him. He left.
Oh, him. Funny bloke.
Funny?
Oh, no offence.
Yeah, 38, please.
Duh.
Cheers.
The Navy's not what it was, is it?
Took the very words out of my mouth. We had a Navy once and we didn't take any lip from anyone. Now it's all down to committee meetings, points of order, general insolence, and two or three obsolete aircraft carriers coming home backwards. George Riley, how do you do?
Florence.
Oh, poetry. This is Abel.
Like Cain and Abel?
No, not at all. Like Abel Seaman.
When is he?
Not noticeably.
I was thinking of going to the pictures tonight.
Miss Lawrence, may I call you Florence?
I think you'd better.
Florence, I think you have a sensitive nature.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riley.
George.
If you're not doing anything...
I think you will understand.
I beg your pardon?
I've left my wife.
Now, Mr. Riley...
I want you to know. Left her. Walked out. You married?
Mr. Riley...
A man can take so much. After all, what is the home and hearth but an anchor?
Yeah, you're right there. I could have been a dancer. Proper dancing. But my dad was sick. I was asked an exotic tour. I could have been dancing all over South America. It only happens once. Hey, did you see a film called Hari Nights?
What?
I was nearly in that.
Have you seen The Sound of Music?
Oh, you weren't in that, were you?
What? No. No, I was wondering whether you would like...
Abel, do not think me rude.
Oh, I don't think you're rude, Mr. Riley.
But Florence and I have to talk. Come and sit down. I'm a cerebral man, Florence. I think, therefore I am.
And what?
What? I'm an inventor.
An inventor?
Oh, it's unrewarding toil. You see, inventors are working in the dark, plunging into the unknown. After all, the whole point of being an inventor is that you're inventing something that has never been invented before. Otherwise, what's the point of inventing?
Yes, I can see that.
You can? Yes. Yes, I can see you can. Oh, Florence, it's so rare to find someone who understands. Florence, you and I, we've been wasted. It's taken me years to make the break because I've always been alone. But for you, Florence, it need not be like that if there is someone beside you. Technically, I have made the break. I shall go back this evening, I suppose. Well, just to gather a few things. And tomorrow will see me in this spot. I'm meeting my partner. There'll be a few details to settle, and then... the sky's the limit. And now you... whom destiny has cast in this shabby place at this golden moment. In you, I see a fellow spirit. Come with us, Florence.
Go with you? Where to?
Anywhere. Away. A new life.
Oh, Mr. Ryan.
Florence, have you given up? What about South America? Uruguay, Paraguay. What about Peru?
Oh, really, Mr. Riley? You mustn't run away. Otherwise, it's all wasted, isn't it? Years. You can't throw away years.
But I have been throwing them away. My life is piled up between me and the sun, as real and hopeless as a pile of broken furniture. Don't hesitate, Florence. Do you trust me?
Well, of course I trust you, Mr. Riley, but why don't you go back and give it another go? Try once more. Don't you like your home?
It's not a question of liking or disliking. It's what it does to you. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing. I give nothing. I gain nothing. It is nothing. My wife and I and Linda, we get up in the morning and the water is cold. Fried bread and sausage and tea, the steam in the kitchen and a smell of it all. And the springs are broken in my chair. Linda goes to sell things in Woolworths, cosmetics and toilet things. And I go to my room and sit there with my pencils and my workbench. I like to come in here for an hour or two, have a drink, see what's about. Not many in here over lunch, but it's people, you know. Then Linda is home and there's chattering and cooking and eating again. And then my wife says, well, well. And that means they want to go to bed. Sometimes she says, well, time I was in bed. Or, well, time I was popping off. She's used to it. She's got used to everything. She's even got used to me. I don't surprise her anymore. She's even got used to me, whatever I do. And I do things which ought to be surprising. Like this idea of mine, a system of pipes I'd rigged up for watering the flowers. I mean, it was something. And when I came down this morning, there she was, just watering the flowers from a jug, as usual.
Please, George, I'm not having the place looking like a ship's engine room.
At least give it a fair trial. Wait till it rains. I thought there was supposed to be an admiring woman behind every great man.
Now, don't get excited, George.
But how can I help getting excited? For centuries, while the balance of nature has kept flower gardens thriving with alternate sun and rain in the proportions that flowers understand, indoor plants have withered and died on a million cream-painted windowsills attended by haphazard housewives bearing arbitrary jugs of water. For centuries. Until one day, a man said to himself, what the world needs is indoor rain. He considered, if, for instance, one put a delicately poised sponge on the roof of a house, then that sponge would absorb rain and the sponge would be just heavy enough to operate a valve, thus allowing the water system of the house to flow through these prepared ducts and sprinkle itself wherever a flower is positioned. First Watt and the steam engine, now Riley and the sponge principle. And that's not the end of it. What about this one? I'm telling you about my invention and you keep buzzing that stupid machine.
Oh, very well, dear. I'm sorry. Now, what was it again?
It came to me in a flash just this morning. It's all here.
Very nice, I'm sure.
You haven't noticed. You see? Gum on both sides.
Oh, so it has. So it has.
Pretty cunning, eh?
Gum on both sides. Whatever will you think of next?
So you can use it twice.
Twice? How do you get it back after you've posted it the first time?
It's about time Linda was home. It's Saturday, you know.
Now, we've been into all that before. We get along very nicely.
You know, that girl isn't using her potential. That's the trouble.
I thought salad for lunch, don't you? It's cooler on a warm day like this. I got a bit of lettuce and there's a tin of meat.
Don't you ever listen.
Please, George, I must get on.
She's got to use her potential. That's all I meant. Serving in a shop, mixing with goodness knows who. Who was she with last night?
Same one.
He's a motorcyclist, isn't he? You never saw a gentleman on a motorcycle.
And she'll be down in a minute. Don't start her off.
Who'd have thought a daughter of mine would go around with a motorcyclist? If I didn't bring her up like that, what do you mean, down?
downstairs.
Well, isn't she at work?
No, she's in her room.
What's she doing in there?
Having a lie-in, I suppose.
Having a lie-in? Hmm. You mean she's been up there all this time?
Well, she didn't come in till late.
Linda! What are you doing there at this hour?
What do you think?
It's nearly 12 o'clock. Where does she get it from?
She's a very incomplete person, you know. She's a mess.
Stop yelling round the house. Come down here and speak properly.
Gosh, she thinks she owns the place. No regard. She's impulsive, selfish, and loud. Oh, she's so loud.
I said, what's happened to my sponge?
This isn't a hotel, you know.
Oh, you're telling me. Is there any tea?
It's nearly dinner.
What are you doing in bed till lunchtime?
Playing the piano.
Liar beds never get anywhere in life.
A lot of people get up at dawn and never get anywhere in life.
What time did you get in last night?
I don't know. I was carried home unconscious from an orgy.
I've come up with something only this morning that's going to change the whole...
Oh.
I've come up with a winner.
So have I.
What?
A winner. Oh, he's lovely. He's my fairy prince. He's my knight in silver armour.
He's a motorcyclist.
He's my sheik. He's dark and handsome and lovely.
Where do you meet these people?
Oh, well, I was in the desert one day, you see, and all of a sudden, before I knew where I was, I heard the thunder of horsepower, and a strong brown arm scooped me up, and as we rolled into the sunset, he covered me with burning kisses and put me on his pillion. Is there any tea? What in God's name are all these pipes for?
Ah, it's an extension of natural rain for indoor plants. They will be watered just as the flowers in the garden are watered. When it rains outside, these plants will receive the same volume of water over the same duration of time.
You could have made a hole in the roof. Oh, tea! For pity's sake, give me tea! Oh, I want to wash my hair this afternoon and get ready.
Get ready for what?
For tonight, of course.
Again? You went out last night.
And I'm going out tonight. And I'm going out tomorrow night. What's that with you today?
How long's this one going to last? A couple of weeks? Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Warn me about what?
One boy after another, each one's going to last forever. I've seen it happen. You're living in a fool's paradise. You build them all up and at the end of it, it's just another pimply boy and moving on to someone else.
Oh, shut up! Mum, isn't that tea coming? I'm dying!
The way you behave in this house. Anyone would think you were the head of the family or something. I never bawl orders around like that, and I am the head of the family.
So I noticed.
Well, it's about time you noticed. Just remember it. You act as if I don't exist. What about this lout on a motorcycle? I've never even set eyes at him. You never asked me, did you? My approval? No. Well, just start remembering I'm your father.
So what?
So what? I'll tell you so what. You're going to bring that young man here, and then you may go out with my permission, and you're going to be home every night at 11 o'clock. What's his occupation?
At least he's got one. That reminds me.
Why did they give you the morning off?
They didn't. I couldn't face them today, that's all.
What? You've never done that before?
Well, I did today, didn't I?
They'll give you the sack.
Don't be silly. I'll go in on Monday and tell them I wasn't well. What's the matter with you?
I'm disgusted, that's what. Lying in bed because you can't be bothered to go to work. I'm ashamed of you, Linda. You owe a responsibility to your work and to yourself.
There you are. You... Another pound note down the drain. Seems a funny thing, giving your own father pocket money. Especially when he never gave you any. Ma, are you bringing that tea?
Now, Lindy, that's not fair, you know. You'll get it back. You'll get it all back. Your faith is about to be rewarded. Look, it's all here. There's a fortune in this envelope.
You've got money in there? Where'd you get it from?
Well, it's not exactly money. Not yet.
I see. What is it?
An envelope.
I can see that. What's inside it?
Eh? Well, nothing.
Oh, it can't fail. Honestly, I don't see why you can't get money from the Labour Exchange. It's just silly. It's sitting there waiting for you.
Linda, it's for people who haven't got a job.
Oh, dear. Well, how long am I supposed to be handing out to you every week? That's all I want to know.
Don't talk to me like that.
Whose money is it anyway? And where does it go? Beer every dinner time until you've spent it and then wait until next Saturday.
Don't talk to me. I said don't talk to me.
For goodness sake, what's going on? You've upset him. Oh, you shouldn't upset yourself, dear.
My envelope's going to get me out of all this.
That's right, dear.
Of course it is. It's the law of averages.
Of course it is. You tell them.
Tell them what?
How should I know, dear? You're the inventor.
That's right. I'm the inventor.
What's he ever invented?
Oh, a lot of things. Dozens, damn it.
How can he go on like that? Ever since I remember, he's been going up to that damn room. Well, what does he do it for? Why doesn't he just sit downstairs and stop pretending? Oh, he used to be so nice once at that crummy school. What does your dad do? My dad's an inventor. Amazing how long it took me to see through that. I must have been thick. So what am I supposed to do now? Join the game? Well, I don't think I'm going to play much longer. I'm not enjoying it.
Now, Linda...
Sometimes the girls at work ask me what you do want to know what I tell them.
No.
I tell them my dad's out of work.
Lindy.
He hasn't got a job. What I don't tell them is that you're too stupid to collect your unemployment money. I don't mind you not having a job. I wouldn't be the first girl there with an unemployed father. But I'm damned if I'm going to be the first with a lunatic as one.
Lindy, you shouldn't go on like that. It's going to be different. It's changing now. I've been unlucky before, but I've got a new idea now, and there's nothing that can go wrong with it. Here, look now. I want to show it to you, both of you. Here.
I've seen it, dear.
I want to explain about it. You see, this envelope...
Place God Save the Queen.
I don't like this house. I'm leaving.
Oh, now, don't get excited, love. Why don't you go along to the Arms for a quiet drink while I get the dinner?
I'm leaving.
And I'm not coming back.
And don't take it for granted I'm coming back.
No, all right, dear. You just pop along and
have
a nice...
Didn't you hear me?
We heard you.
But why didn't you believe me?
Now, George, you said I didn't.
There are things a man can do. And a man will always do the unexpected when he's driven to it.
You mustn't mind Linda. After all, she does support us.
Well, she won't have to support me anymore. And don't worry, she'll get her money back. There's enough in this envelope idea to take care of that and 100 times more.
Can I have it in fivers?
All right, so you shall. In fivers.
Thanks.
Well, I'm sorry it's got to end like this. It's not what I would have wished. I know I've not been a model husband and father, but I've done my best in difficult circumstances, and I cannot get on unless I get out. So, let us not have any long, drawn-out farewells. I shall simply go. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, dear. Don't be late.
For God's sake, I'm not coming back.
All right. No need to shout, George. I didn't mean anything.
I'm not going to stop till I'm right up there. Don't you worry. I'll reach it.
We shall miss you, Father, but I'm sure it's for the best. God bless you and all who's sailing you. Oh, I think I'll go mad. I've already got a twitch.
You shouldn't have missed work today. It's not fair on the other girls.
They shouldn't make us work Saturdays. No one else does.
Nearly everybody does. I work Sundays.
No one I know. Janice Pringle works 4.5 days and gets £2 more. Oh,
there you are. You should have stayed on at Commercial College. It pays in the end.
She's a trained masseuse at the health
club. And you could have got into the teacher's college. They said so. You had good chances.
Janice Pringle says she could make £200 a week if she branched out on her own.
What do you keep going on about Janice Pringle for?
Oh, I wish it was tonight. I'll be off out, and he loves me.
Don't count your chickens.
I know him.
You always know them.
I know him.
You knew Bernard Morrison too, didn't you?
He's got engaged, did I tell you?
Who has? Bernard?
You'll never guess who to.
Janice Pringle.
Well, she's welcome. I can do better than that for myself.
Fancy that.
She came at me flashing this invisible diamond. I could have puked all over it.
Time enough for you.
I don't care anyway. Oh, I'm going to make myself look a knockout tonight. I'm going to wash my hair and do my nails and stick blue grass up me jumper.
Linda! You like him as much as Bernard?
Bernard?
As much as that David, then?
They were kids.
Well, you're a kid, aren't you?
Well, I'm not going to be one forever, am I?
No, I suppose not.
I mean, what happens then? You can't count on a sudden wave of loony patriotism to put a Rule Britannia clock in every home. George Riley, the man who's on his way to the pub on the corner.
Enter a free man. Unashamed, I have left her. A good woman, I dare say. In many ways, a fine woman. In many ways, a terrible liability.
Morning.
I don't know why you bother. I could have brought your dinner up on a tray. Were you late last night?
Yes. I was so late last night, I was early this morning.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, I did have a nice time. In fact, I had a gorgeous time. And I'm going to have another gorgeous time tonight and every night.
My boyfriends would have been ashamed to be seen with me if I'd gone out dressed like that.
You had boyfriends then? Before you got married?
Why? Do you think you invented them?
Oh, no. I should think you were smashing.
Yes, I was. I had suitors.
Suitors?
So don't be in such a hurry. I turned down one or two before your father.
Did you?
Mm.
Were you ever sorry?
No. No, I wasn't. I knew he wasn't safe, like most people are safe. But safety isn't everything. A safe man in a safe job? Well, it's not everything.
It's money, though.
There's lots of people like your father. Different.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? What am I doing in a rotten shop? I could stay at home and be different. Starving, but different. Terrific.
You haven't got it in you.
I say.
What?
Did any of your suitors ask you to go away with them?
Certainly not.
Would you have gone if they'd asked? On the spur of the moment? Or would you think it was romantic?
Plain stupid. What did you tell him?
Who? I said I couldn't.
That's right.
That's right.
If he's worth it, he'll wait.
Yeah, well, suppose he won't. Well, there's going to be no end to it, is there? Dad will never give up.
Perhaps he will.
He won't. He's living in dreamland. Where is he, anyway?
Upstairs.
Oh, he came back, didn't he? He always comes back.
Yes, he came back, but, well, I don't know, he was behaving very off, excited when he came back from the pub.
What was he like before?
Before when?
Well, I mean, when he was young. Was he always...
Oh, he was proud. Oh, yes, he would create something, anything.
You shouldn't have let him leave the family business. It was at least some kind of security.
I made him leave.
Eh?
If he was going to be a failure anyway, he was better off failing at something he wanted to succeed at. So he would be an inventor. It appealed to him. He liked to break bounds. He got hold of a bit of enthusiasm. That was worth a lot.
That was worth nothing. You and me, we're the Society for the Preservation of George Riley. God, if his father hadn't died, he wouldn't even have a house to live in.
You better call him and tell him to wash his hands. He usually forgets.
Gentleman George...
I don't know what he wants to stay up there for, working on a Sunday. He always likes to take a day off.
A day off from what?
Now, you don't have to be unkind, you know.
I'm not unkind. Funny thing is, I'm more embarrassed than he is when he comes back from his little outings.
Did you tell him to wash his hands?
Mm. And wash your hands! If he was honest, he'd come down and say... I've decided that some people are cut out to make a living and some people are cut out to lie in bed. Oh, he just hasn't grown up all over at the same speed. He's getting worse, and personally, I don't think we're helping him by treating it all as normal.
I know, it's very difficult without hurting him. You don't want to hurt him, do you?
He's hurting himself in the long run.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, shall I call him again?
No, you'd better. Perhaps he's dropped off. He had a very restless night.
Oh, no.
Whatever is it?
He's packed.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't let me interrupt you. I've only come for my shoes.
What's all this, then?
Do I have to repeat everything? I told you last night. I'm leaving.
Where are you thinking of going, dear?
To meet my partner. I'm going into industry.
You're going where?
I'm going to develop my invention. I told you. My envelope. It's revolutionary.
Oh. Is it as revolutionary as that bottle opener, which would have revolutionised bottle opening, only no one had invented the kind of bottle top your bottle opener needed to open bottles?
This is an envelope. It's simpler than that.
Well, it's not as simple as you are.
Linda, be quiet.
No, I won't.
This isn't like the others. This is the real thing. You'll see.
The only thing he's ever invented is a way of having the job without earning any money.
No, stop it, please.
Listen, he's not going. He's not going this time.
The trouble is you haven't got faith in me, have you?
Faith?
Well, you did once, didn't you?
You dreamed it. How can I have faith in a bottle opener?
I'm going.
Listen, Dad. Father. You don't have to go this time. Oh, you really don't. You don't have to prove anything for us. Just stay and be like other people. Put that case back, and we'll have our dinner, and tomorrow I'll go to the Labour Exchange with you, and you can register. And you'll get money every week if you just register. It's the government. It's all there. Official, you see. Please.
No, listen, Lindy. You don't understand. This isn't like the other times. I've got to go because I've promised. I've arranged to meet my partner, you see. We're going to manufacture. We're going to have a factory to produce envelopes. He's putting the money up, you see. This time it's real.
Dad, you don't have to. Now, Dad, you're making it up. You know you are. You don't have to.
I'm not. It's all true.
Dad, you dreamed it.
Let him go.
Dad, if you go this time, I swear. I promise you, you won't get any more pocket money ever.
I'll pay it all back, Linda. You know that.
You don't have to pay it back. You'll come back tonight like always. And what's the point?
Let him go.
No, it's gone too far.
Why don't you believe me?
It's better for him, Linda.
And what about me? What about me? I'm stuck. I'm stuck here in this tidy little house waiting for it to change so I can get out. Well, I'm not going to anymore. Because I've been asked. Yes, I have. He loves me and I've been asked.
Oh, Linda.
Marry you?
Yes, me.
What? That motorcyclist? You can't. Not yet.
Why not?
Because I haven't given my permission. That's why not. I'm your father. And I don't suppose he's got any intention of marrying you.
Yes, he has.
Look at me. He never said marriage, did he?
Well, I don't care if he didn't.
I don't even know his name, and I'm your father. You've only just left school.
3 years, Dad. £150, don't you remember? Well, £149.75. That's for the week I was short.
Oh, she'll be back, you know. It's all in her head. She'll be back.
Yes, perhaps.
Well, I've got to go.
Go where, George?
I met this man in a pub, you see.
Oh, George. She means it, you know.
He's counting on me.
Oh, please. George.
I have to go now.
Where? What are you going for?
I told you.
All right.
I have to.
All right.
Look, there's something else. I didn't want to say anything in front of Linda.
What do you mean?
I don't want to keep anything from you. I want to be fair.
No, you're always fair, George.
Well, there's this other woman.
Since when?
Since yesterday. I met her in the pub.
Did you?
I just thought you ought to know. Well, I'll be writing, I expect.
Don't get too warm carrying all that stuff. It's really hot again today. Perhaps you can leave your coat at home.
I'll be needing it later. The weather will change.
Of course, there is that. Goodbye, then.
I mean it.
I know.
I've been asked and I'm going. Today.
Going where?
I don't know. Up north. I don't care. It's the best thing. For him, too, I mean.
Perhaps.
You'll be all right, the two of you, won't you?
Are you asking or telling?
Can't you see? I'm keeping it all going. I've got to get out, Ma. I'll be all right.
Well, that's fine then, isn't it?
Oh, well, what am I supposed to do? There's just no end to it. We're carrying him, you and me. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired. We're lumbered, and we'll go on being lumbered till he's dead, and that may be years. Oh, God, I didn't mean that. I just...
You didn't mean anything because you don't know anything and you don't think. You don't ask yourself why. You don't ask yourself what it costs him to keep his belief in himself, to come back each time and start again. And it's worth keeping. It's the last thing he's got. But you don't know and you don't think and you don't ask. You can call him the family joke. But it's our family. We're still a family.
Rule Britannia.
All right, you just go.
Well, I'm right, aren't I? You're just taking the easy way and making it sound like love. You're not helping him. So who are you helping? He's got worse and worse, and your whole bleeding life's a waste of time, and you don't care about anything except tidying up the mess. What's the point? What are you being tidy for?
I've kept our life tidy. I've looked after you and him and got you this far. You never went to sleep on a damn sheet, and you never went to school without a cooked breakfast, and what was the point of that?
I'm sorry. When all's said, I'm going because I love him, and I'm afraid if I don't go, I'll lose him, that's all. Oh, look, I'm not going to Australia.
You can't take much on a motorbike.
Well, I'll leave me furs and just take me jewellery. Oh, and my radio. I want my radio.
Well, it's yours.
It's the first real thing I bought. And no one else listens to
it. It's yours to take.
Yes. Well, all right.
Harry not in yet, I take it?
No, not yet.
And Florence?
She said she was coming in.
Of course she's coming in. She's coming to meet me.
How did she take it?
Who?
Percy, what's her name?
Persephone.
It is a funny name. I didn't know anybody called that.
Nor do I.
Except her.
Her name's Constance.
Why do you call her Persephone? It didn't rhyme with anything.
I didn't know anyone called Persephone. I thought I ought to.
Did she mind?
She never knew.
Funny life.
My daughter got engaged today.
Oh, congratulations. Nice fella.
Oh, very nice. He's a motorcycle manufacturer.
Cool. Well, she'll be looked after then, won't she?
Of course, that's going to leave quite a gap in the family. She was very close to her mother. I mean, what's she going to do? I didn't know about Linda, you see. Mind you, she'll be better off without me, I think. And I'll be supporting her, of course.
Mr. Roiley,
mm-hmm.
About that girl Florence, I don't know how you did it. I mean, I know she seemed quite struck by you, quite interested, but I would never have thought, just like that.
What's the matter with you?
Well, nothing's the matter with me. I was just wondering whether she might have second thoughts or something.
Why should she?
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't know how you did it. I'll never get my turn, I know that.
You know, I think Harry and I will make a team, all right. The world's full of Harrys. People who'll never get anywhere until someone gives them the impetus.
All sounds great, Mr. Roiley. You think Harry will turn out all right? A bit of a sharp one, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I can handle Harry. I'm used to handling men. If you ever feel you've had enough of the Navy, Abel, I'm sure I'll be able to find a place for you in the organization. We'll be big business one day. Our name will mean something. Riley and, what's Harry's other name?
Search me. I don't think I believe in the Navy for a bit, though. Suits me fair enough. And there's a few perks, too. As a matter of fact, I feel a bit lost on leave.
Florence and Harry shouldn't be long now.
How long are you going to give them?
How do you mean? They'll be here in a minute. Ah, me and Harry. We'll have some decisions today. We'll have to find a little place to rent. See about a machine. Paper. Glue. Oh, there'll be a lot of things to do in the first days. I wish he'd come. And Florence, where have they got to? Oh, I can't wait to get started. I feel inspired. Envelopes pouring out of the machine. A whole row of machines. A factory. We'll have a sign. Big electric letters against the sky. Riley and...
Hello, Carmen.
Florence, I knew you'd come. I knew it. Didn't I tell you, Abel?
Oh, hello, Mr. Riley.
No, George. You're here at last. Where are your things?
Things?
Oh, didn't you bring anything with you? Oh, but I knew you'd come. My partner will be along. You'll like him. We're all in this together.
Yes, well, who's drinking then? Have a drink and then Harry will turn
off. Of course, when... champagne. Put it on my account.
You haven't got an account. And I haven't got any champagne.
You haven't? Why not?
Well, there's not much call for it.
Dear me, of course there's no call for it if you haven't got it. You don't know the first thing about business, Carmen.
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
How's mine? It was tripping, eh? Never answered a phone, do you?
Well,
kept you waiting, have I? Well, it served you right for yesterday. Now then. Hey, listen. We've got to be moving. We're going to make a day of it, and there's a train we've got to be on, so there's no time for chat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. Hey, where are we going? The sea?
Near the sea. Epsom.
Oh, God. I thought at least on Sunday I'll be free from horses.
Harry, where are you going? What about us?
What about us?
Our plans. My envelope. Your envelope. Oh, God, you remember.
Oh, God, are we still on that? Yeah, listen, George. I mean, look. Give me the envelope. Right. Now, watch me. You write me a letter and you seal it up. And you post it, and the postman gives it to me, and I open it. And then there's this gum on the other side of the flap. So I, the floor in the ointment, as they say? Yeah, well, never mind. Back to the drawing board. Hey, what about a cup with no handle for people with no hands? Keep trying, all right?
Mr. Riley,
oh, come on, Flo, or we miss it. Hey, I'll stop by for one next time.
Right, oh, right.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I think he's got a point, you know. How very extraordinary. Oh, the fact is, it was not a very practical idea. Though it did have a certain flair.
Ahead of its time.
Is that it? Is that it? Yes. Yes, well, of course, the public isn't ready. That's true. They go ripping envelopes to shreds.
That's just about it, Mr. Riley.
Quite. Well, never mind, never mind. I've got a few shots left in my locker. Let's see. There's my,
Turn it down a bit. It's making my head ache. Linda? Linda? Oh, for goodness sake, you wake up the whole street.
Aren't you going to say anything?
I just changed my mind, that's all.
Did you? Why?
Didn't fancy him.
You just went off him, did you?
Yeah.
Halfway to Scotland?
Yes.
Listen, I'm sorry it wasn't any good.
What wasn't?
I did hope it wouldn't be like the others.
All right, have it your own way. I just don't want to bore you. Turned out he was already married, dead simple.
Did he tell you that?
No, the police told me. I told you it was boring.
The police? What happened?
Oh, we hit a van on the motorbike. Nothing much. I didn't even fall off. But there was a couple of coppers handy, so... I thought he was giving the police a false name because he called himself something else. But it wasn't. He gave me that. He asked one of the coppers on the quad to keep me out of it because he was married, and one of them told me. Then I came back home.
Was the van driver hurt?
There wasn't one. It was parked.
How far did you let him go?
Northampton. Where the hell has Dad got to?
Well, pubs are over. He'll be here in a minute if I know him. Will you try not to
upset
him?
Don't worry. I couldn't help blowing up at him this morning. I mean, I was right, but...
It's all right.
Poor old fool. Oh, I mean, he's so bleeding ridiculous with his suitcase and everything. It's not my fault if he has a hang around some pub like a schoolboy afraid to come home with a bad report.
Oh, look what you've done.
Listen.
You've dropped half your supper on the carpet.
Never mind that. Let it be, will you? It wasn't like the others, you know. Not a bit like. You know how old he was? 30. Oh, God, he was lovely. I would have gone with him. I would, really.
It's Dad. He shouldn't stay out so late.
All those times, all that talking and loving. I thought I knew him. Oh, I didn't even know his name.
Hello, Lindy.
Hello.
Oh, I am glad you're here.
Hello, dear. Just wondering where you'd got to. Bring Dad's supper in and don't forget the potatoes. They're in the saucepan.
Okay, Mum.
It's all ready for you. You must be hungry.
There was a postponement... Quite unexpected.
Well, don't worry about that, dear.
He had to go off. Business trip. My partner, that is.
Well, let's have your coat. That's right. Linda will have your supper in a minute. Do you think you ought to wash your hands?
They're not dirty. D-
Didn't you think I'd gone?
Where would you go, George? Where could you go?
Anywhere. Away. Didn't you believe any of it?
Well...
Because it was all true, and yet you didn't believe
it. I'm sorry it went wrong.
The idea was wrong.
What idea?
Well, it was the envelope. You remember?
Yes, you could use it twice.
If you had gum on both sides of the flap, you could turn it inside out, you see.
I remember. But wouldn't it be all torn after the first time? Well, I'll just take your case up for you. Linda!
All right.
How was Scotland?
Bonnie, how's business?
Oh, not too bad. Changed your mind?
Yes.
Well, there's lots of time. I shouldn't have gone off like that.
Well, you're back now. Did you go to the pictures?
No, I sat in the bus station for a while and the park. It's very nice in the park. Haven't been there for a long time. Quite pretty. All the children, trees, in the middle of all the houses. Have you? It's very nice. I was thinking, sitting there in the park. I mean, I was thinking I wouldn't mind a change. I'm not that old. I was thinking perhaps I'd go down to the Labour Exchange and see what the situation is. There's no harm in sounding them out. Might have to wait until the right thing comes along. They give you a small allowance while you're waiting. Assistance. I thought I'd just walk down tomorrow and see what the situation is. Listen, I'd forgotten.
My God, it works.
Well, of course it works. Lindy, indoor rain.
Dad, is there any way of turning it off?
What do you mean?
I mean, if it rains all night.
Yes. Oh, yes, I see.
I mean, if it starts raining when we're all asleep and it rains all night and... Hang on, I'll get some buckets.
Yes. The flaw in the ointment, as they say. Yes. Well, what I was saying was, there must be a demand for a man of my experience. I could do... The trouble is, I think I was meant to be an inventor. I'll go round tomorrow and inquire.
Oh, well, see how you feel. Got any money left? Well, I can let you have a bit extra this week, if you like. There was some overtime.
Are you sure you'll manage?
Yes, I'll be all right.
Well, if you're sure, just tide me over. Sunday, July the 6th, 50 pence.
In Enter a Free Man by Tom Stoppard, the cast was as follows. George Riley, Cyril Shapps. Persephone, his wife, Catherine Parr. Linda, Rosalind Adams. Harry, John Bull. Florence, Jill Lidston. Abel, Peter Pacey. Carmen the barman, Alan Barry. And Brown, Jonathan Scott. Technical presentation was by Keith Perrin. Enter a Free Man was adapted for radio and produced by Dickon Reed.